I am impressed by how this large building provided comfortable and orderly living spaces. I see Shaker ideals echoed in these walls. Simplicity, sustainability, innovation, chastity, and certainly community. Notice the separate sides of the building with stairways and doors for men and women, helping them to live together yet apart. The tall structure with a bell tower and stairway on the end was similar to mill buildings in the early 1800s. It's a practical and simple building with little or no decoration. Local wood and stone were used, and the workmanship is careful. See the many windows, allowing light and air into the rooms and hallways and stairs? They're built for easy removal and cleaning. But just like at our homes, cleaning, repairs, and improvements were constant concerns, and some historic visitors found the conditions not what they would choose for themselves. Author Nathaniel Hawthorne, for instance, had a keen interest in communal societies. He visited many, seeking the one he might join, but he failed to find the one right for him. He visited many Shaker villages, and we can hear respect and disappointment in his descriptions of them.
It was a large brick edifice with admirably convenient arrangements and floors and walls of polished wood, and plaster as smooth as marble, and everything so neat that it was a pain and a constraint to look at. There were spitboxes bearing no appearance of ever being used, it is true, at equal distances up and down the long and broad entries. The sleeping apartments of the two sexes had an entry between them, on one side of which hung the hats of the men, on the other the bonnets of the women. Nathaniel Hawthorne, 1851.
The brick dwelling is being renovated by the aid of paint and varnish. The kitchen and all rooms in the basement, with some others, are being thus renewed. The floor has been relaid in the large dining room, making it seem more cozy and pleasant when the family meet there, which is 1,095 times a year. Sister Julia L. Sweet, 1893.
When you reach the meeting room on the Route 20 end of the dwelling, learn more about living in peace by pressing the green button.